Chair Smith Shine. It's a pleasure to be able to recap that event for you. Thank you, Batman. If you were part of this event, whether you were a guest or a volunteer, or you just even praying for the event and weren't able to be there, thank you. It took a village for this event to be what it is. I appreciate each and every one of you. Like I said, the event went on Saturday, February 8th. The worldwide event took place on Friday, but there was a conflict with the first Friday downtown, so we got the special privilege to do ours on Saturday. Kind of like that, it was nice we didn't have to rush as much on Friday over work and things, but we'll be back on Friday next year, so short-lived. But we were able to host a little over 150 guests. We had 225 registered, but if you remember,
Valentine's Day is on a Saturday next year.
What's that?
Valentine's Day is on a Saturday next year. That's going to be rough for restaurants.
Friday
is going to be off.
That kept some of the guests from coming. That morning, as soon as I woke up, I had volunteers starting to email, maybe you're sick or the weather.
I'll come get something.
I started to put plans in place, but ultimately, Kristen and I were on the phone that morning, and we said, you know what, I've got to handle it. We'll just stop talking about it, let it go. And it worked out, as my husband says, Elsa did. So that's what I did, and God took care of it. And while we didn't have as many volunteers, we had a little over 250 volunteers. That we had less guests as well, and it worked out perfectly. From the moment that the guests arrived, getting them in the door is a little bit crazy over here, but about that later with Katie Welch. But once they get in and walk the red carpet and get cracking or clean, they have their hair done, all those things. I mean, from the beginning to the end, they feel the love of God. They see the hands and feet of Jesus that night. And I think anybody who's there, you feel that. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons without having a smile on your face. So it is a pleasure that it's something that the Boston Department is able to do for the community. All of the guests, the group homes that come, they all tell us how much they look forward to this event. They're already asking about next year, and I'm like, give it a minute, and you're going to mark. it's been wonderful. But we couldn't have done all of the things that night. They get to walk a red carpet, they're cheered on by paparazzi. There is a catered dinner. There is a respite area for the caregivers and family members. They go to an upstairs area, they get a catered dinner. There was chair massages for them. There was karaoke. We had carnival games. We had hair, makeup, and shoe shine. We had even a dance mat. There were little rides the guests loved. Of course, there was dancing, and all the guests were crowned king or queen. And this was only possible by the generosity of the community. So we had lots of sponsors. Kansas City Schools is a wonderful sponsor. They allow us to use their facility. And their custodians run their bus off for us every year getting ready. And we use their cafeteria for our
food. It must be in the front row.
Facility. They also allow us to OT equipment for our sensory room, which is great. Parkville Balloon Company, you'll see in the recap video, but the balloons were amazing. And she donated that ball for us this year. And there was over 1,000 balloons that we dropped along, let alone from the other balloons. We have Chick-fil-A food, we have McDonald's hamburgers, BJ's Brew House, we have flowers from Carmilla's Flowers. We have some other sponsors, Encore Dress Shop. They donated dresses for our dress shop that we had in January. We have Christ Presbyterian that not only donated financially, but also allowed us to use their parking lot as well. Modern Support Services and Compass Direct Services were financial supporters, and Ralph's House, a doggy daycare and grooming that's going to be coming up, they were a big supporter as well. And the new sheriff here, Wildmore, he went out as a financial supporter, but he's also a buddy of Walmart and his wife. So we have great support.
It's automatic.
It's
she
better.
I saw her move her fingers up.
There's some scary the role that I'm going to become his right hand this year. So, he's been wonderful and helps me. I'm just going to have all of them come up and talk about their experience and their role. So Mark was lead, co-director, shoe shine, co-check.
Out of the 100 volunteers that were not able to come, one of them was me. So with everybody getting sick, my son Nick had that influenza A that was going around, and then he got strep throat from it. So so Kristen pretty much made sure that I knew that I was going to be the one staying home, and she was going to be there that night. So, but then on top of that. The main organizer during CoCheck, my girl Denise, she wasn't able to be there either. So pretty much 2/3 of the CoCheck team were down. So I was a little worried about that. But my sister Michelle, she was going to be doing the red carpet. Thankfully, the red carpet was very close to CoCheck. So she's like, well, I'll just go over and take lead on CoCheck. And then I know Robin and Phil filled in. There were some other people I want to say. I think there ended up being like 8 people still over there at CoCheck. So, and from everything I'm hearing, it ran way better than it has the 2 years prior. So, Michelle's not here today because she's sick, but I'll make sure she knows she can be lead on CoCheck from here on out. But it was just awesome. I was really sad that I wasn't able to go. You know, you plan all year for something like this, and it's so exciting. And it's addictive to want to see the happiness that night. So anybody that has been there knows what I'm talking about. It's infectious, and you just want to, you can't wait for the next year to see the smiles on these people's faces, like this guy right here. So I was down in the dumps about not being able to be there and see all of that. So my sister Michelle got her phone out, and she FaceTimed me. So probably a little over half of the time, my sister had her phone out as soon as CoCheck was done, and she was going around everything that she was doing. She was going around, she was having me say hi to everybody, and so I was able to experience it too. And I know it doesn't do it justice, but just to be able to see everybody having a great time. She called me during the balloon drop. I got to watch all of that. It was just awesome. And I just can't thank you all enough for what you all did with us. Denise, we're going to be back at it next year. But it looks like we got some extra help too. So just real quick, I know my sister couldn't be here, but she just wanted to say how wonderful everything was. She's been there each year, but this was her first time taking on some type of leadership role. And she said she just loved it. She wanted to thank the CoCheck team for what they did to come together. And she was talking about how well it ran and just how everybody pretty much just came together and just did what needed to be done. You know, after CoCheck, you know, that's really front and back end heavy. But in the middle, there's plenty of downtime where people aren't coming back and grabbing their coats. So everybody went out and did what they needed to do, whether it was the lines or the cafeteria or anything like that. Everybody just came together, and she just wanted to thank everybody.
Thank you. Gary says, stay up here with us. Are you okay with that, Gary? Stay up here? All right. So next is Eric. Eric did all of the audiovisual. He does our website, he does the registration, the digital registration, all that. So he's from the digital event.
That's right. It reminds me of this time in East Liverpool when thankfully, nobody really gets to see anything or knows what we do in the background. That's our full service side deck. This year, we were able to have 2 videographers. We had 3 professional photographers. We had Mark back there taking photography as well. What else? There's something else. And we have a lot of videos and pictures, so if anybody else wants to see any more, we've got a lot of them. And so we've got all sorts of videos and pictures and things to share. So I think there's like 12 gigs of just stuff. So we'll certainly get a lot of that out over the next few weeks and things. Lots and lots of recording of the event. So we have a great slideshow afterward to show you. couple of hiccups this year with getting people registered, with going through the system, trying to make it more efficient. A lot of things worked for a few hiccups. Nothing really that was awful. So I'm glad that everything went as smoothly as it possibly could.
Overall,
much better. Much better. Saved a lot of time, made a lot of things much easier in a lot of facets. So certainly happy about that. And I can't thank our DJ at all. Matt is a phenomenal DJ, and he got everybody dancing, had a Ryan dance earlier. Everybody's having a great time. And of course, David, who's not here, wherever you are, David, I don't know why you're not here. But thank you for doing the karaoke, heading that up. We have a great team with the karaoke. And if you saw it, well, when you see the pictures and videos too, it's crowded all night long. They love doing karaoke, and some of them are just doing a phenomenal job doing so. So thank you, everybody that helped. Could have done it without you. It was a great event. Look forward to next year. It'll be a lot more fun.
All right. So next we have Katie Welch Trader, and she was, her job is getting people in and out of the building, efficiently. And she also is a doctor who is a guest for my time. She has a parent point of view, and she has probably the craziest I would say getting people in to Night Shine is probably my most stressful half hour, 45 minutes of my life in a year. Just getting that many people in efficiently. And that's your part. So
organized chaos.
Yes.
So I agree with Eric that using the new technology that we did made the registration process a little bit smoother, so it was easy to check people in, it was easier to check people out. I actually relied on some of the younger people who volunteered in registration to know how to talk back and forth between things because I was like, I have no idea.
It was so funny. A couple of them were just high school,
was
really
college. Sure. So that was definitely chaotic. We have some ideas to improve upon how to make it go smoother. And as a parent aspect, I asked my daughter last night, I said, so what were your three favorite things from Night to Shine? And she said, the first thing she said was food. She really enjoyed the cheeseburgers from your home. And she loved the cotton candy. Was the second thing after she said food that she said cotton
candy. Candy is not food. It's not food. It's not.
Then she said her other favorite thing was the sensory room, which we are so grateful that Kansas City Schools gives us those things to use during that time. And Debbie has been using it that up for me. She works for the Stark County Educational Service Center. And she brings in her stuff as well. Brenda says she just really loves to watch. She's got different little clothing things that are very calming. All the little things she can go in and back that she feels a little thumb. And then I know her partner, buddy, Ryan, drags her around to get past her too. You know, it's supposed to be there tonight to do something, but my child's disability is not making choices. So I'm going to have to tell her what to do. When she does it, she wants it. So thank goodness she's got Ryan to guide her around to make sure she has a good time. So it was a fun, heartwarming,
chaotic, but
beautiful end. So it was a great night
together. Thank you. Alright, so speaking of food, our next volunteer is Debbie. You know her well for first. But she thinks of our food as a huge undertaking. She does make sure that we have all the allergens. There's lots of food. It is one of the favorites for everybody.
Well, it is chaos from beginning to end. They bring the blue almond at one table to get it warm, you know, keep it in the warmers. We did burn up cheeseburgers. Because
I ate one of those.
Don't do that.
Didn't stop.
No,
didn't stop either. I was hungry.
Go and the buns got all dried out.
Yes.
God,
crunchy.
So we didn't run out of food. But we learned something from that. I also learned that broccoli is not a
with the table, the cheeseburgers are not my
favorite.
You know, there's a ton.
We have a lot of
really
broccoli left over.
Oh my gosh,
so next year we
had a 3.5 hour meeting yesterday.
Vegetables.
The salty.
They love the chicken sandwiches. They love the
double cheeseburger.
The nachos and cheese.
I just pulled over in the parking lot.
But the people that are in that service line are working from the time they start the line open until almost the end of the program. And even after the line is shut down, people still come in and get
their patty. So,
you know, if you're going to work on the food line, you're going to need a whole lot. And I took people, my grandson, to came and stepped in because three of my volunteers were from Cleveland. And so they couldn't come because of the weather. Wow. And so we were kind of in a lurch there. But it all went well. We had people that were going to be bussing tables that stepped in and helped serve the line. And we also sent food up to respite. And we worked that out better this year than last year. And it went smoother. And maybe next year we can even get it to go a little smoother. But it's a fun time, and the people enjoy the food, so it's a great thing to do.
Right, thank you. Gary, what did you think about dinner? Did you like the mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
You like mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you have a hot dog, or did you have
did you see the flyover?
Good? Okay. All right, thank you. All right, next we have our lead is Kristen Alantis. So she is our lead for Buddies. Every single guest in the Google Foundation requires that they have a buddy and get them all around them and help them have the best night. And Kristen is in charge of getting that cheered up. So come already prepared. But there's quite a few that come in. Just we have that's our biggest volunteer role. And she's in charge of
chill out for a while, not have to worry about, you know, their people.
they were able to relax, and there's a massage cart there, and there's a massage table set up so they can do their thing. And they all of them really started bonding after a little bit too with each other, all the other families and caregivers. So hearing those stories, some of the most heartbreaking, but some of the most really positive characteristics they showed through. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
All
right, she got to help with the blue drop this year. The blue lady, Marcy, who does become part of the blue, she said, I have more balloons that will fit in the blue drop. Can we just roll them over the balcony? And I said, sure. So I had Katie said some of the parents come to be part of the evening throwing balloons over. So that was great, too. Yeah, it was super dope, and I'm so excited for next year. All right. So last we have Trask Bellerin. He does our security and medical. So we have at least one EMT. And then we have to have at least one uniform police officer at the event. And Travis, in his true fashion, dives deep. He goes way deeper than what we need him.
This year, the bomb will all get work. But we had six police officers.
Not that we had a bomb. No, well, that sounds like we did not.
I bring one just in case. we had six police officers, all of which volunteered their time. We had two fire medics. And an actual ambulance stage in case anybody needed it. Can't fire department donated that. We also had about eight auxiliary officers who came in and directed traffic standing at the scene. We also brought over some of the people who volunteered in the form of the other side of West Coast, which they have a busy street. And so we would give them rides across the street. Everyone else had their own stay. So that doesn't kick the night off. People like a comic, people in the back of the police car. But they had the soft seats, so they
got nice. They got the soft seats.
The officers generally are already inside. Not that they're needed, but everybody tends to love the guys that come every year. Jen, who is the dancing cop, always put on the side of the dance floor because she's usually in there dancing 9 out of 10 times. And then Nate Clark, who is the hip of the ladies, most of them. In one of their days for the night also.
Hilarious.
Something that I saw that was interesting is the DJ part actually went on for about 20 minutes late.
Yep.
And the reason is a dance instructor, I believe he was from Springfield. He drove about 2.5 hours in the student snow. He came up and decided to start a dance on. And to watch break dancing between people with all different talents was absolutely amazing. That went on for about 25 minutes.
So I missed that. I don't know if you go find her live stream. She's got it.
Okay.
There's some good dancers.
We'll make sure everybody gets out safe. There's no spots for people. We ensure the logistics for the cars and the buses that these group homes bring so that everybody's not stuck up.
I mean, they would be absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It is a huge hit.
Did you remember seeing the police officers?
Yeah.
Did you dance with any of them?
Yes, yes.
What was your favorite part of the event?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of Night to Shine? Was it the games, the food, dancing?
Parents. There's a wow, bug. Congratulations. Yeah, we have a little frog cover. Thank you very much. Hi, James. Nice to meet you.
I'm going to work for them and that night when I'm doing
Why not last year? Somebody stay in there for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, and they love the ride. Some of them, I mean, they've never, this experience is so wonderful for them. Some of them have never ridden in a limo.
Yeah.
They didn't get the experience that we all get or have the opportunity to have in high school up until so they get on the ground and feel loved and special and walk a red carpet. I mean, I've never even gotten to walk a red carpet in my life, but they get to walk a red carpet, be cheered on for who they are and who God made them to be exactly the way that they are. So that is the most amazing part of
sitting,
this event
is
all the
time. We can hear the games.
That is about
part of
the 8,000 and
some
of my knowledge. We can do the crowning. We show this in the video.
He
and his
wife
set up the video for the guests, and they
crowned
them all.
Might be the
one on
the video.
It is just a great
event.
So,
I was telling you, I ran over by the carrier and I was and I stopped and talked to some people, and when I looked down, I was told I wasn't allowed to move because they had some, looked like domino blocks, and one of the guests came down. Jamie, well, turn it down.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was building them around and through my legs, and I was not allowed to move until he was done and set it all. That happened twice.
That happened twice.
Another big dominance. All right, yeah. And the games are, they get to make it part of the they have like that ski fall. The big one is the one that you like bang down and the thing goes.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Yep.
They
just go at it. Slam, slam, slam. Whack them all.
What is it? What do you call it?
Strength test.
Ring of Iron.
Oh, strength test.
Yeah, strength test and hammer. Iron. What do you call it? What do you call it? High striker. There we go. That's what they call it.
High striker.
But
I guess it's
coming back.
Kind of
your makeup
does,
like,
I know,
a lot of
yeah.
Kansas City cosmetology program at home, along with just general volunteers that come for hair and makeup. Shoe shine was a little bit busier this year. So we do all sorts of shoe shining.
But when
tennis
you weren't busy,
shoes,
the guys were just sitting there.
Whatever,
they've been complaining about it. They just, there were two guys who were standing on that platform.
So,
It was the other one, supposed to be buddies, but there was just not enough people and stuff. So we're just making sure things are going fine.
Friday, have
fun if you need anything. I mean,
so the day before Valentine's Day,
we just made sure guests weren't upstairs and did who was supposed to be there.
Great. Already signed up to be at a couple of community events, so if you're out and about, the special needs, Uniquely You magazine is having a resource fair at First Christian Church coming up here. We'll be at that in April, and then in July, when they can smile, that's always there at that event. So if you're out about, stop at our table and say hello. And registration will be, I believe, are you keeping it the same part?
You will.
Okay, so first Saturday in October will be for guests at 9 a.m., and volunteers can start signing up the first Saturday in August. So I'll take a village. I'm not sure Mark hasn't set the cutoff number yet, so our capacity number, so we're not sure exactly how. Stay tuned for that information.
You say 22? Stay tuned. That's what I said. I'd say 22.
If you're interested in helping with the planning, you usually take a couple months off and then start it back up here early summer. So if you're interested in that, see Mark and let you know if you want to.
Sketching out the stack, the tech part of it, that I can automate more emails and automate more forms and stuff. So I'm like,
Notion
put a couple new updates. I'm like, it just streamed.
All right,
we'll
get out of here early. Yes. As always, we do a big wrap-up video, and we have one this year. It is a song that we sung very frequently here, so if you know it, sing along with it while you're watching the videos.
Mark, why don't you get Gary so he can see? Why don't you get Gary so we can see it? Is he watching it on the confidence monitor? Man, you can, but it shrinks it down so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're gonna go the other way though.
We worship the God who made the world. kind of confused me when everybody's wearing crowns.
Yeah.
Really not quite sure.
That's one thing you got to figure out. How do we get a better way of getting into a crown? I'm thinking now it's the form of crowning them. As they come in, right on in, let's crown them. Let's get them around them. And then we just lose that.
Excuse me.
Compassion and lifting up others as Christ lifts us up. each of us go out to the world this week and walk in His peace, knowing that we are chosen, valued, and